Good evening or good morning, whenever you're listening to this. It's prepared for Tuesday morning, the 2nd of August, 2022. You know, have you ever thought about your daily activities that you've been doing in your life and how they seem to make, you can't seem to make any headway? There's no progress. Like you're just spinning your wheels. Have you ever felt that way? That's the way I feel sometimes. It's like I'm in a deep mud hole and my tires are just spinning and I can't get out. Well, you know, God is the one that has ordained everything that happens in our lives. A lot of people don't believe that. Some people say that people who hold the sovereignty of God are fatalists. I'm saying the people that hold the doctrine of free will are fatalists because they can't control anything and they think they can, so they're deceived. God is in total control. And it's good to rest in His hands, not knowing the future, not knowing what the future holds. In Ephesians, the first chapter, we're told that He works everything after the counsel of His own will. All things after the counsel of His own will. And I remember a Primitive Baptist minister one time saying, He predestinated the who, but not the what. What a joke. You know, can you imagine God not being over the what? God not being over all things? Just letting it just freelance. The only thing He predestinated was His elect, but everything else He just let go. It's just totally in contradistinction to what the Bible teaches. The Bible teaches that even the bounds of our habitation are under His control. You know, and so whenever someone tries to deny that, then they say, you know, God gave you certain choices. I had a guy one time wanted to argue with me, saying, you don't believe that you pick the color of tie you're going to wear? Of course, I don't wear ties anymore. But anyway. You know, God influences everything that happens in our lives, including the color of tie we're going to wear, the kind of vehicle we drive, what color shirt we put on in the morning. Yes, God is over all of those things. Like I've often said, if there are any maverick molecules, then God is not God. You know? There are no maverick molecules. There are no maverick atoms. There are no maverick animals. Even the bounds of the animal's habitation are in His control. There are no maverick stars. There are no maverick. They talk about all these asteroids that are going to hit the Earth. If they hit the Earth, it's ordained by God they hit the Earth. Jesus said in the 24th chapter of Matthew that stars will fall from heaven, though. The Earth will be shaken. Do you know that in the last 24 hours, Iceland has experienced over 1,000 earthquakes. In the last 24 hours, Iceland has experienced over 24 earthquakes. No, over 1,000 earthquakes. What am I talking about? 1,000 earthquakes in 24 hours. That's another thing it says in the 24th chapter of Matthew. There will be earthquakes in divers places, many places. Now, I know there's a lot of people that don't like this to hear this, but if you're listening to me on a daily basis, you're going to get pretty much the same dosage of the sovereignty of God every time you come on board, because that's what keeps me going, okay? You know, remember, I live with a son who has a brain degenerative disease, and sometimes he has terrible days. He did not have a good day today. Tomorrow is his doctor's appointment. Okay? And so, you know, I think everyone should have to live with a disabled child for at least a week in their life to see what all that entails. Okay? It's amazing, you know. We love Mark. We, as his parents, we love him very much. But it's not easy living with a disabled child when they're not, when their mind isn't working right, when they're not coherent, when they're not able to cognitively think right. You know, I imagine Mark on a daily basis writes on pieces of paper. We probably go through 500 notebook papers at least a month, at least 500 a month. Because that's what keeps him going when he writes. And if you look at what he writes, it doesn't make any sense at all. But God is in control over all of that. It makes sense to Mark when he's writing it. It helps him focus his mind. I'm glad he's able to read in the Bible every morning. I'm glad he's able to help me in the Bible studies. And I'm glad for the good times that he does have. You know? And I would be less than honest to say that, there's times when my wife and I get discouraged. There's times when Mark gets discouraged. There's times when we all get discouraged. But the point that I'm trying to make is that you can either be resigned to what God has ordained, or you can shake your fists in the face of God. And whichever you do, he has ordained that you do that. Whether you're a vessel of wrath fitted for destruction, or you're a vessel of honor that's trusting in his grace. It's all ordained by God. So that's kind of what's on my mind this morning. Or, you know, will be in the morning, tonight. I had a fella and his wife requests my Lies of Free Will book today from Australia. So I sent him not only the Lies of Free Will, but I sent him God Does Not Love Everyone, But He Does Love His Elect From Everlasting to Everlasting. And I also, I think I sent him my poem book as well. No, I sent him Biblical Christianity, I think. But anyway, if we look toward the future with just our natural eyes, the future looks dim and we do it despise. But if we look to the future with spiritual eyes, there's nothing grander for us to surmise. Eternal life with Christ, I find a wonderful thought. Oh, what a glorious future for God's people he has wrought. All sorrows, tears, and suffering will forever be gone, and in paradise with Christ my Savior I will forever live on. May the good Lord be with you today is my prayer. God bless you.